أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يقول أهلكت مالا لبدا. In the previous ayats, the beginning of the surah, Allah Ta'ala took various qasams to establish one fact and to say one fact, and that is that man has been created in difficulties and hardships, that man should toil, and from all that man should gather, that it is Allah only who protects him and who guides him through all the stages of life. Then we read that man thinks that there is nobody who has got any power over him. When man becomes unmindful of Allah, one is an atheist who does not believe in Allah Ta'ala at all, and he feels that the material asbab, the means that he uses in this world, that is everything for him. Then a believer who believes in Allah Ta'ala, but we become unmindful of Allah. Many times when we are planning things, we don't think of Allah, of the commandments of Allah. We just do it according to our own thinking, what we think we have to do. And in that we fall easily prey to that also, even if we are amongst what are called the righteous and the pious people also. But many times we forget what the commands of Allah are, and we just do our own things. So much so when we plan, if we pay attention, we'll see we don't even use the word inshallah, that if Allah wishes. We feel that I'll do this, you get that done, you do this, and we will do everything. But a person must never forget Allah. Allah is there who does everything. Further then, Allah Ta'ala says, يَقُولُ أَهْلَكْتُ مَالَ الْلُبَدَى. Kehta hai, maine kharaj kar dala maal dheron. Then man goes to the extent when he opposes the truth and says that I've spent huge amounts of money. This refers to either the kuffar of Makkah, who spend a lot of their wealth in opposing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In other ayats of the Quran Sharif also Allah Ta'ala explains that they used to plan and plot so much and huge amounts of their money. In fact, when they fought the battle of Badr, then Abu Sufyan, all the profits that he had gained from his one consignment of goods that he had imported, all that profit, he said, I will spend it against Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like this, many of them, and sadly till today also, people are spending huge amounts of money from America, etc., the Christian missionaries, etc. Many other people are spending huge amounts of money just to plot and plunder and destroy the Muslims. But Allah Ta'ala says the plan of Allah is the only plan that works. And Muslims are still there surviving, and in various ways, overall, Muslims are gaining strength also all the time. Though the outward picture is that there are hardships and difficulties, but there are Muslims who are becoming stronger and stronger all the time as well. Or it refers to individually, that a person, for example, a person builds a house, and now to secure himself, he puts burglar guards, etc. Then he has a security fence, etc. Then he has got an alarm system, etc. All that is well and good, but his trust must never be on those things. His trust must be only on Allah Ta'ala. After doing all that, now he has got an insurance policy on his house also. Now he has fallen out of the limits. Now he has forgotten Allah completely. Now he takes out an insurance policy on his car also. He takes an insurance policy on everything else, finally on his life also. And for how many people that same insurance policy of his life became the cause of his death? Now family people have been murdered in order to claim that insurance. So the very thing you thought is going to protect you, that became the cause of your destruction. And in various ways, the medical aids that we have to take out, all the other insurance policies, etc., man thinks he will protect him. And these things are advertised also so lucratively that a person easily falls in its trap, that you take out an insurance policy and you have peace of mind. And you have now security, you have secured your family, etc. All these various types of things, but these are the very causes of your destruction. When a person plans against Allah, then Allah plans against him. And then when Allah plans against a person, who can help that person? Who can stand for that person? There is absolutely no one that can stand for that person. So this has been the case all along, that man spends huge amounts of money for his protection. In our security systems, for example, we know it is a top priority in any agenda. And how much is being spent, but where is the security? There is absolutely no security. It's becoming more and more insecure all the time. But the more security that we are making, there is more insecurity. Whereas if we follow what Allah Ta'ala has taught us, and it can be in the times of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, it can be in recent times, wherever in Afghanistan, when Islamic law was by and large enforced, and you could leave a whole bag of money anywhere and you'll find it 100% safe. And this was what was realized by Western journalists when they came and they asked, what have you achieved? You have brought Islamic law. And then they were shown this example of leaving a whole attaché case with US dollars filled to the brim and just left it at the bus stand. And after 3 days they went and found it still just as it was. Whereas that is impossible to think about, and this is in our times. And not only that, how many other cases? But unfortunately, we have been blinded so much for what is our protection, what is good for us, and that is to follow the law and make effort that the deen of Allah comes into our lives. But unfortunately, that effort we don't make, and everything that works against us, we are making those efforts all the time. Where Allah has declared interest as haram, we are involved in interest transactions. Where Allah has declared gambling as haram, we are involved in gambling transactions. Gambling is not only at the gambling den. Most of this insurance, etc., are haram because of two major causes: the interest factor and the chance, the gambling factor. And if we have to study a little bit of how any insurance policy works, it works at 100% the same principles as gambling works. The chances which are there possible that a person will win, how much the person who is organizing that gambling, how he will make money out of it, and how much the people will possibly win. On the chance principle, everything is worked. Exactly the same insurance policies work also on the same principle. Therefore, gambling and interest are two major factors in all these policies. So Allah Ta'ala says a person spends huge amounts of money, and how beautifully Allah has said it, yeah, at this point, not taking in the Shari'i, the laws of Sharia, that this is haram for this, this is haram for that. Allah just said that Allah, when a person forgets Allah, that is the laws of Allah, and he spends huge amounts of money, he finds it's a loss finally for him at the end. I spent so much money and I did not benefit from it at all. How much a person has saved up money, but towards the end of his life, all that money goes to the doctor, in spite of his insurance policies and everything. Whereas on the other hand, we are taught a person who deposits for akhirat, spends on good causes, etc., that person will be protected. And it was the habit of our old people, our old traders, when they imported goods from India, from the UK, and they were to take out an insurance on the goods which are coming, and those days it was more insecure than what it is today. They're traveling on the ships, etc., the ship getting sunk and the goods getting lost, etc. But what they used to do, how much that insurance works out, so much they should feed the poor people. And they should, when that was done, they were 100% sure that now our goods are 100% safe. And abad, it worked like that. And in many other cases also, where people took out their zakat, non-Muslims who took out their zakat according to how Muslims must take, not only were their things protected, but Allah gave them that full conviction on in their heart that we have given our zakat, now that is the insurance on our goods. My house won't burn, it won't have any problem. problem. My car won't come in an accident. It won't get stolen. I've given my zakat as I was supposed to give it. So when we will do that, our things will be secured. Otherwise, Allah says a basic principle. You will spend huge amounts of money and then the sorrow will still come. And that same thing, Allah will make the cause of one's destruction. May Allah protect us all. Give us proper thinking, iman, and the work in the correct direction.